On Morgan's AM, US equity and bond markets closed for Martin Luther King holiday, all eyes on China data and the latest corporate earnings releases.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity and bond markets were closed overnight for the Martin Luther King holiday. President-elect Joe Biden's team confirmed overnight it planned to nominate two consumer champions to lead top financial agencies, signalling a tougher stance on the industry than many had anticipated. Gary Gensler will serve as chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission, and Federal Trade Commission member Rohit Chopra will head the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Mr. Gensler is expected to pursue new corporate disclosures on climate change-related risks, political spending, and the composition and treatment of company workforces, and to complete post-crisis executive compensation curbs, among other rules. Mr. Chopra is expected to review payday lending and debt collection rules. On the US corporate calendar, investment banks Bank of America and Goldman Sachs, oilfield services firm Halliburton, streaming giant Netflix, and State Street Corp post fourth quarter earnings tonight. Europe's major bourses advanced, with the automotive and parts sector up 1.3%, underpinning a 0.2% gain for the benchmark pan-European Stoxx 600 index. Germany's DAX added 0.4%, France's CAC edged 0.1% higher. European earnings season also kicks into higher gear in the coming weeks, with analysts predicting a 26.3% drop in fourth quarter profit for companies listed on the Stoxx 600, according to Refinitiv IBIS estimates. London's FTSE 100 slipped 0.2% in listless trading, with energy majors and travel and leisure stocks the major drags. Britain's vaccine deployment minister raised concerns about vaccine supply, saying that the rollout was limited by lumpy manufacturing and that Pfizer Inc.'s changes to its production could lead to a brief supply disruption. Base metals were mostly weaker as investors digested the latest brace of China economic data. Copper lost 0.5% to approximately $3.59 a pound. Elsewhere, aluminium fell 0.9% and zinc down 0.6%, while zinc rose 0.4%. The National Bureau of Statistics released the latest official China activity data for December yesterday. Industrial production rose at a faster-than-expected rate of 7.3% in December. Retail sales gained 4.6% in December from a year earlier, undershooting economists' forecasts for 5.5% growth. Fixed asset investment increased 2.9% over the course of 2020, compared with economists' forecasts for a 3.2% increase. China's gross domestic product growth rate was 6.5% in the fourth quarter of last year, accelerating from 4.9% in the third quarter and higher than economists' projections. China's economy grew by 2.3% in 2020, higher than the median forecast of economists of 2.1%, with the lowest annual growth rate since 1976. Nonetheless, China is expected to be the only G20 nation to report positive economic growth in 2020. Benchmark spot iron ore edged 38 cents or 0.2% higher to $174.07 a metric tonne. Gold futures settled $13.10 or 0.7% lower at $1,816.80 an ounce, with the US dollar index strengthening to its highest level in 4 weeks. Oil prices retreated further from the 11-month highs touched last week. WTI down 27 cents to $52.09 a barrel. Brent down 35 cents at $54.79 a barrel. The Australian dollar is weaker, buying around 76.9 US cents. The Housing Industry Association's new home sales for December is the only notable release on the Australian economic calendar today.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.